Advantages of doing counterpoint. No, the most obvious one to me is like fretboard. It's an instant license to explore the entire fretboard within one mode or key, without any rules. Like you can go anywhere you want. It's also a harmonic thing where the seven notes of the mode are given priority, but you can still access all 12 like we were talking about before. Another one is it. This is probably the biggest one. It invites you to listen more than you play. You're always listening to the whole and seeing how your part fits in. Those are the three most obvious ones. What else are there? What other values? What are the benefits do you think there are in this whole process, if there are any? Embellishments. It gets you. Embellishments gives you a context in which you can freely practice techniques, embellishment techniques. Yep. Good. What else? I think it gets you thinking in terms of ideas. Ideas are everywhere. They're internal and they're external. Sometimes the ideas come from you and other people latch onto them, or they do something, you know, contrary to that. Or they're something vice versa. You hear it from the outside and you want to mimic it. It could be a rhythm. Yeah, I think it develops your rhythmic sensibility as well.
I was just going to say, help me, you know, practice. I could tell immediately when I was out of whack as far as timing.
timing and rhythm and how it all fits together. Zach mentioned doing triplets as opposed to eighth notes and all this. It gives you more heightened awareness of that. But going back to the melody part of it, it gives you ideas. Ideas are everywhere. You'll never get stuck. You'll never run out of ideas again in a solo, because one of the tricks, it's not a trick, it's just like a thing. If I run out of ideas, I just stop playing for a second. And usually listening back, usually on the gig, it feels like, oh my God, I just stopped playing for like all this time. Everyone's looking at me like, what am I going to play? But really, when that happens, listening back, it's only a split second or two. No one is judging like that as much as you are, because you're on the spot. But instantly when you stop, if you're playing with other people, that is, you hear something they're doing. You suddenly tune into the bass player or the drummer or another guitarist or a car going by, whatever it is. And then it gives you an idea to run with. So I'm carrying on. Any other benefits to counterpoint?
Through other players.
Listening, yeah. It's
Just practicing that.
It's interesting listening. It's funny. I heard a thing from Wynton Marsalis, and they were like, I can't remember the question, but it was something about how does a jazz solo compare to like a rock solo? And then he said something very poignant, which is, in jazz, everyone is always improvising. It's just, we take turns who's playing the leader of the improvising. Whereas in rock, there's a soloist and everyone else is doing their regular part. Like the bass player is going to be playing that bass line for the whole, however long the solo lasts. And he or she's not going to do anything different. So rock musicians are more likely to not listen to a soloist because they don't have to. I know I'm generalizing, but I've seen it happen time and time again. Like everyone else in the band's just rocking out and no one's really listening to the soloist. They just know that it's time for the solo. He's doing what he's doing. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't really care. Whereas in jazz, everyone's listening to the whole the entire time because you're all contributing to the improv. Very interesting, Zach. So we're going to choose another key and tempo, and it gives us a consciousness of a feel, like what are the rhythms that are appropriate for that particular feel and what rhythms kind of go against it. Not that you can't play the ones that go against it, but you're going to prioritize the ones that go with it more.